All righty, boys and girls, we're going to. The Euros have been over DST for a hot minute or two, and here in Freedomland, we are only just catching up. As a reminder, I am a simple creature, and changing things based on Eve time is beyond my capabilities. We tend to do firesides and meta shows are always keyed to Wisconsin time. That's less because I'm special and more because I just need help. So if you're wondering when firesides are going to be, it's going to be now, every Saturday going forward. I mean, every Sunday going forward until the next time they fuck with the schedules on us. I know you guys are absolutely desperate to get me to pull a Dunk Dinkle there. All right, we're going to let people filter in here for a second. I'm going to refill my coffee and we're going to get going. Hopefully with the application of tons of caffeine and Ritalin and a little bit of weed to the problem, I can get in the groove and convince myself that it's actually 2 p.m. Okay, I'm actually going to go ahead and... Nope, never mind. People are still filtering in. I'm going to get the coffee. I'll come back. There's an annoying ESI-related thing that Kazanier has asked me to address with everybody. It's only going to apply to corp CEOs, which in theory would be, hey, take it to the Kremlin. But if you have an alt corp and you're an alt corp CEO, we're going to get to that too. All right, I will be right back, and then we'll get started. All righty. I am back. I got some coffee, and we are ready to rock. You guys are desperate. I love it. You guys are hungry for this fucking bingo. I'm the Mitanni, and if you don't know who the fuck I am, why the hell are you on this fireside? That's as good as I'm going to give you. How about that? Jesus Christ. I've never at any point actually... like introduced myself on anything. I was stunned when Dunk did that. That's like the fuck, the Mitano. All right, so fucking around regardless, I want to talk about you guys getting rich. That we don't know what the fuck CCB is doing, right? And I'm going to give some shout outs in a little bit here. Actually, I'll just do it right now. If you saw the meta show yesterday, it was one of the most conclusive macroeconomic beatdowns I have witnessed. I am a simple creature. I do not mean to suggest that I understand any of the things that came out of Angry Mustache or Kazanier's mouths. But I did see a lot of slides, and I did see all of the people that understand their language ooh and ah as if it was fucking WrestleMania. Like, Angry Mustache would talk about a certain point on a chart about how a thing meant a thing, and then the meta show chat went fucking crazy. You know, I can only assume it was fucking WrestleMania, but for macroeconomics. So what happened there was essentially I got to the point where I got sick of getting up there every week and saying, why the fuck is a Wyvern 90 billion ISK? And Brisk and I decided that we were going to get some of the goons from finance experts to get up there and just beat the shit out of CCP. And I didn't know what they were going to say. I basically said weapons free, like you don't have to hold anything back. Just call it like you see it. And yeah, so there's going to be more of that. And I just wanted to say, if I had known that Angry Mustache can rock a PowerPoint like that, I would have sent his bitch ass to Iceland on the previous CSM candidate roster. And we are going to, sucks to be you, dude, have fun storming the castle. But that is exactly like, I basically just want to watch Angry Mustache lecture CCP on things that they are supposed to be paid to know. Over and over and over again. Like I'm mad. I'm delighted by his weaponized PowerPoint abilities. Kazanier did a great job. Kazanier was there too. I know I'm oohing and aahing over Angry Mustache because I'm just delighted. But him and Kazanier went out there and did some fucking jobs. And the hope is maybe CCB will listen to the best finance team in the fucking galaxy. But hope springs eternal. Yeah, I would not be surprised if both of those poor bastards get sent to Iceland next year, because that means I don't have to. As long as we can find young, eager things that want to go off and storm the castle and argue with Icelanders all day, every day, the more we can find people to do that, the less likely I have to do it. So that's good. All right. So what does that have to do with Get Money Goons? It's kind of a natural segue, actually. Because we don't know what the fuck CCP is going to do, and since I wasn't born yesterday and... have been playing this game for way too fucking long. I don't think that we should be anticipating that magically scarcity is going to change or do anything like that anytime soon. Beatings will continue until CCB learns how to unfuck their economy by listening to subject matter experts in the same way that I do. But until then, the strategic desire is pretty clear, which is just get as fucking rich as you can. As long as we can do some delve time unit bullshit and dig in and just get money, goons, get money. You've got some distractions in terms of fun content we can have running around and using fucking just nonsense, going around blowing up fancy Minakawas, is like earlier. That's great. But the main thing is I want you guys to just stockpile like motherfuckers. Like, if it gets to the point where they unfuck the economy and they're like, hey, it's not going to cost $90 billion to build a Wyvern. If we have been dedicated in replenishing our war chest and making ISK, we will be in a very good position when we get to the other side of whatever nonsense CCB is up to. So in terms of what I want people to do, hope is the first step on the road to disappointment. But at the same time, we should strategically just get as much as we can under an anticipation that at some point CCP may recognize the amount of damage that they have done to their own game, and then we will continue to be in an ideal position to handle things. I find myself in an extremely unusual position where I have been having to be ever more loud in statements against our own interests, right? Like, I'm saying, hey, guys, we blew up all the bad guys' fucking supercaps compared to us. We have a huge relative strategic advantage. Things are going great over here in Imperium land. But if you would please stop fucking your economy over to the point these dumbasses can grow something back such that we can blow them up again, that would be nice. So that's where we stand. Have I made any PI accounts for my fish so they can make fresh water for their tank? I should probably do that, actually, because earlier I found that one of our filters had temporarily stopped only for a couple hours and had an emergency fish unfucking. Congratulations on your bingo. Isn't it better having an economy where our enemies cannot remake supers and titans? That's a good question. In theory, that's true. But then in practice, you know, if we don't have puppies to fight, what the fuck are we doing here? Right? Like, if we're... I'm going to go deep dive old school nerd reference here. I remember reading, like, I was in like the 7th or 8th grade, and it was the Dragonlance Chronicles. And one of those things where, like, Raistlin goes off and becomes Fist and Dantalus, and, you know, there's all sorts of old school 90s fan shit. And one of the things that stuck with me, even in 7th grade Alex's mind, was there's a scene where Raistlin has become God and taken over everything, and it's an empty, dead world, because if you just conquer everything and kill everything, it's bad, which is something that Band of Brothers never understood. As we have repeatedly said, we do not want to rule over the fucking pubbies, because we only want people who want to be in the Imperium and feel like they have, you know, found a place where they belong here. The entire point is not ruling the puppies, right? That's how it is. Okay. So until CCP makes it such that everyone can build dreadnoughts again, I want us murdering puppy dreadnoughts. But if they ain't building them, the entire thing is just a mess. Basically, they should listen to fucking Angry Mustache and Casimir and ask questions until they figure it out. But that's my general stance, and I think it's a reasonable question. Thank you for giving me that softball there, 6 of 5. All right. I don't understand the question about life support unit. Oh, that's a PI question. If Angry Mustache tells you to do particular components, do exactly what he says here. All right, let's go into the ESI problem. So Carneros brings this up. Thank you for redirecting me. So apparently, look, we don't know exactly what's going on in the back end, but there are issues pulling ESIs for corporates in our system. And this only applies to people that are the CEOs of member corporations, and that implies also all corporations. So, basically, please, Asner has given me to read here, so I don't fuck up. Bear with me. Corporate CEOs can re-register their CEO pilots ESI in GICE, and it should fix the current spate of data pull issues. CCP has done something on their back end that has made all of our code guys mad enough that I've got to talk to you guys about this. And it applies to AltCorps too. So in GICE, make sure that you re-register your CEO pilot. And I have a sneaking suspicion that I am going to have to go do this on the Mitanni myself once I get out of the fireside. Oops. CEO and director keys can use a re-reg, and it'll save time and pain in the ass if there's questions following up with it. But basically, that's the deal. That is the entirety of my knowledge about the subject, but you are feel free to ask further questions about this, and the finance teams that actually know what finance directors that know what the fuck will be able to tell us about that. Perfect. Yeah. So essentially, just re-reg those characters and guys, and it should unfuck things on whatever CCP end resulted in this nonsense to begin with. It's more likely than you think. All right, let me take some questions here. A couple of other data points. We did make a decision to punt on doing a Dallas thing. So the main events in terms of socializing at the big scale are going to be DC in January. And then we're going to be doing FanFest. I will be at FanFest. We have a lot of goons at the Eve London meetup this weekend, which has also been happening. So life is kind of getting back to normal, and thank fuck. All right. Let me go ahead and take some questions from people. Got a comment here about Brave not doing so well, how some people are feeling sorry for them. One of the things to keep in mind when you see Brave newbies eating shit and losing a lot of capitals, if you briefly feel a moment of sympathy because you are sucked into the, aw, Dunk Dinkle's a nice guy, why are they doing anything to that? Keep in mind that the dumbass who is leading that Brave capital whelp was sharded fucking armor, right? Every time you feel sympathy or pity for Brave, think to yourself, you feel bad because you like Dunk, maybe. Congratulations, Dunk's a good dude, that's all well and good, great. But underneath Dunk is a whole military organization that chooses to follow a motherfucker like Sharded Armor. And watching Horde and Test display their true nature and start devouring their former allies that they spent a year and a half with fighting tells you everything that you need to know about Test. I personally love the fact that Test is continually trying to create some sort of a bloody shirt revenge narrative about, oh my god, Brave did a sale deal with Goonswarm for the GE Tac Keepstar, and that thus, you know, something bad is going to happen. Because the more Test screams about that, the happier I am, because it shows how tone deaf and dumb they are to everyone. And I think it's important that the louder that Test gets, the more fun it will be for us. And it also shows Elf Boy what he's up to. He's like, yeah, I want my organization to be side by side with Test Alliance and turn on our allies. And but you know, whatever, their allies were shit and they are shit, so that's kind of what they get. I think that they do. We still need broadcast nodes. That's an angry mustache question. If I can get a finance guy to pop in here and let us know. I'm gonna say yes. Angry Mustache says yes, we do need broadcast nodes. We definitely still need more PI in general. Do I think that PI is fun? I think it all depends upon the greater cause, right? Like, one of the reasons why I got into PI is that I wanted to build citadels, and it was also something that was going to help the war effort. Bingo bait as it is, but there you go. In a situation where we do have a supply crunch, I think that's important. The badge says that we're at a generalized need for P4 in general, not for specific types. That's great, because GSOL has managed to get rid of a lot of the bottlenecks by being fucking heroes and getting so much of our infrastructure up and running. Carneros points out that the Corpse CEO thing seems to affect allies as well. Yeah, guys, this is not related to Goonstorm. The situation of CCP's ESI being busted as it relates to who knows what the fuck, certainly in our guy system and probably galaxy-wide, is something where people are going to need to re-register their CEO characters in whatever manager systems their alliances happen to use, because our best people have come back with, you know, this is CCP's thing. Because, like, we know it's a pain in the ass to ask people to re-register shit on the fucking ESI, right? It's not like, oh, wow, I can't wait to get up in front of 600 people and tell them to, like, do something they already did. So, like, we explored the options and our people came back with, gee, this is another thing that's fucked up on CCP's end. So, do take a look at it if you are the CEO of an Olive Corp or of a member corp, wherever you are and what other systems you might be plugged into. There's something fucky with CCP's ESI. I got some questions about F2s. I think that peacetime is a wonderful opportunity for everybody to develop their talents beyond just being an F1 monkey. If you remember from the war, we had this whole thing, which is still a part of our culture and will always be a part of our culture. Like, doing a cultural revolution is a kind of thing where we tinker with the core operating system of the tribe itself, of how we say this is what is expected in the video game EVE Online, within Goonswarm, and how we do things. For people that either missed this part of the war, or are, just coming back, what had happened was we realized during the middle of the war that it was extremely difficult to ask everybody in the leadership layer of the organization, and that includes subdirectors and member corp CEOs and member corp directors, basically everybody who is out there trying to make things happen, that the guys in the sort of that area of the org were doing 7 or 9 different things simultaneously, and it just got to the point where I did not feel like it was morally correct to have a organization where at the line level you are only expected to do just one thing. and that like that is enough, right? Like that's not fair to the people that are giving more. So the whole point of F2 is that you have many opportunities to do more than just figure out how to do one thing in a fleet and press F1. Develop your F2s, then develop your F3s. Like, do more than just the one thing. Do more than just the bare minimum. And if you'd like some guidance on how to do that, we actually have a sticky thread for the Cultural Revolution. Please link in Elysium. Shoutouts to our Alliance tournament team. Yeah, we fought a fight out there. It's always interesting every year, and I understand that there have been some technical difficulties on the CCP broadcast this go-round. It's always an adventure. Congratulations on your bingo. All right. We demand chat porn. All right, let's see. Do we have anything besides bingo bait here, gentlemen? We have lots of bingo bait to go through. But it is this interesting situation. Like, we're waiting for CCP to get their thumbs out of their ass. In the meantime, the only sensible thing for us to do is to continue to get money while we watch the Pappies murder each other and then help the Pappies murder each other as best as we can. Yeah, I miss the war, too. Peace is hell. I think it is terrible that the core engines of the economy in this game has been broken, because if it wasn't, like we're doing great, relatively speaking. Like, we still have debt to manage. We still have lots of fancy finance things to do, but we have the best and the brightest in the galaxy working on that. So as far as our competitive economic position is concerned, I think that we're managing our risks pretty well, and we're in front of it. Which is great, because, you know, that means that we'll continue to have a competitive advantage over time compared to these other organizations that are not taking the steps that we are. But on the third hand, I would like the Pubbies to be able to make dreadnoughts such that we can take the dreadnoughts away from the Pubbies and blow up their citadels and do what kind of feels like drone striking somebody, through a time portal in 5,000 years ago in a cave or something. Like, it's just like there's just not much. We continue to have the scenario where the people that aren't in test and the people that weren't really there during the great out are in full denial about the level of destruction that we delivered to the foe after August 3rd, right? Like, we just sort of cleared the table of everything they had down in Delve, and they were true believers about how, you know, whatever, they can put everything they wanted down and it'll be fine. And then because CCP had just, I think Angry Mustache and Kazner's argument yesterday was quite accurate, was that CCP looked at the pandemic and looked at what the war was doing and came to the conclusion that everything was great with their amazing scarcity thing and that scarcity results in war and all this other dumbass bullshit that nobody believes in if they have ever played the fucking game. Here we are. The pandemic is easing up. Knock on wood, the war is over, and where's the stuff for the Pubbies to rebuild so we can orbital strike it and take it away from them? It's a pain. So I appreciate it, guys. I hate peace. I just despise peace. You guys know I despise peace. With peacetime bringing more wormholers and small-time roamers here, are we encouraged to theorycraft ways to fight against that style of PvP independently, i.e. corp-based home defense fleets? One of the things about this organization is corps are encouraged to do whatever the fuck corps want to do, right? As long as it's not running up against one of our, you know, sort of imperial policies or anything like that, it's not going to be a thing where it's like, oh, hey, like, you shouldn't do that. If you guys want to run around and gank people doing that, absolutely do so. Another couple questions, some things about crab swarms, some things about Pockfin, better waff moons. Actually, the Edge looked into a waff moon tax situation and fixed it just the other day. We were overtaxing ourselves for reasons that, you know, I'm in theory the CEO of waff, and I had no idea that we had set the moon taxes to where we had. So sorry about that, guys. The Edge noticed it and got it unfucked. What clan am I going to play in Vampire the Masquerade 2? Jesus. The Mitanni originally was a Malkavian elder in second edition. Waff could use some moons that you can actually use Rorqual on. Thank you. The Edge and I will make a note of that and take a look at it. Are locust taxes producing the desired revenue? I am not qualified to answer that question. Locust taxes are looking good. See, this is just one of those things that kind of bothers me. And it was sort of like I couldn't really rant about this too much on the meta show yesterday, but it just drives me crazy. Like, it is a simple enough thing to, as a leader, assume that your penis is not going to shrink like a little dick bitch just because you know, you're wrong about something, right? I don't know a fucking thing about macro tier finance. I don't need to know how to set up a fucking, you know, debt system with war bonds and securities and all of this other shit in order to make it happen. You just need to find the right fucking people. It's kind of like a manager, like up here at the top of the like metagame in Mitanni world, a lot of times it is like a big management simulator, right? You want to find the best possible people and put them in the right position and enable them to do their thing and then have the know-how to go, gee, maybe we should just listen to the guys that clearly know their shit, especially considering that they're error checking each other, and then implement that, right? And so it frustrates me every time I'm like up here on a fireside and, you know, I don't feel like my dick shrinking when I'm saying, hey, I don't know the answer. Maybe I'll ask the edge. Maybe, you know, whatever. I'll get up here in front of 589 people and be like, I don't know. ECP just did that. You know, Jesus Christ, it's not that fucking hard. Good luck with my new business adventure. Thank you. So the funny thing, people didn't figure this out because we were too busy ranting about CCP yesterday, but I've written probably about 3,000 words about interior design because I got mad about furniture. And as you guys know, when I get mad about things, I build an empire. So I wrote an entire guide to interior design. Basically, yeah, so there's a lot of words on Mad Fern that I wrote because I got butt blasted. And that's the kind of thing that I do when I get butt blasted is start building empires. It's baby steps there. All right, Harold, I'm unprepared. Let me get a link. I'm pretty hesitant about trying to like say anything that's commercial on a fireside. So I'm linking people to like why Mad Fern. So there's a whole story about this. You guys remember when I was doing the Fuck Palace? This was like back in May and we were building Fuck Palace and I bought a fucking massage chair. It was like I got vaccinated and like my girlfriend and I were like, we're going to upgrade our lives and it's going to be great. And I want to like survive the pandemic. I'm going to set 50 grand on fire and just automatically upgrade everything in my house. And it turned out to be just a huge fucking pain in the ass. And I got mad about feeling like I was shopping. Like, I feel like I'm in the girl's bathroom, or I shouldn't be. I've never actually walked into a girl's bathroom. But I have that sort of feeling like I'm not supposed to be there every time that I went to try to buy furniture that a nerd like me would like. And so I got butt blasted, and now we have this thing, which is Mad Fern. It is early days. We have soft launched it. We have gotten a few things through. We want to make sure that the stuff is actually good. So if you have questions, comments, please give us feedback. But I don't want to waste people's time like pitching stuff on a fireside hard. But this is something that you guys need to know. If I'm launching a business or I'm doing something or like that, it might impact you in some way. So don't worry. This one's got nothing to do with EVE Online. I'm just mad about the fact that, you know, I'm 43 years old. And every time I try to go buy some furniture, I feel like I'm supposed to like get a hypothetical wife to sign off on it and like do the thing. And I'm just not supposed to be there making decisions about it. And so I got mad and built a business. There you go. We are actually looking later once we make sure that everything is running and is functional. We have looked at, we were actually just joking about like having dick butt branded exclusives, like, you know, hiding a dick butt on the furniture somewhere. But, you know, first we got to get the thing off the ground and working and, you know, very much soft launch, soft sell, like not trying to get people to fuck it. You know, if you see stuff you like, great. Alrighty, let's talk about something else here. One of the things that will Goons get a discount code for your new business enterprise. We will probably have something like that for friends and family. It's just like we literally just hit the button on this thing and then went out to a comedy show last night. It's just like, you know, even getting something to soft launch capable is such a huge pain in the ass business wise that, you know, press the button, walk away, and went to see Aliza Schlesinger last night in Madison, who is pregnant and not happy about it, which is perhaps not a surprise if you've ever seen an Aliza show. Anyway, were the crab beacons a half-baked attempt to placate bored capital pilots, or are they viable? That is a very good question. My understanding currently is that because of the amount that they can be done per day, that they don't necessarily scale from an alliance perspective. But from an individual perspective, it might be worth it. But I would really prefer to wait to see what Angry or somebody who knows what the fuck. Like, I would trust somebody like Plaid Rabbit or Angry Mustache or The Edge to tell us right now if they are good or bad. As a professional, the Nerd's Guide is actually good. I don't know a fucking thing about home goods or furniture or design. I just got really mad. And you guys know me. When I get really mad about something, you know, I start trying to build an empire. Thank you, Nuramori. What are my feelings on us managing to find a way to run the crab beacons with roar calls instead of 6 hours of release? I was really fucking proud. I was at Vegas and I was informed because, you know, I was like, what's the status on this? Because we are obviously trying to manage our financials, because managing our financials is going to result in better preparedness and ability to stab puppies in the video game EVE Online. You know, one of the reasons why we tend to be able to run rings around our enemies is that I have created this sort of meritocracy thing where, like, one of the reasons why I like Angry Mustache so much is he has absolutely, he doesn't give a fuck what I think. Like, he will just say exactly what he thinks things are in Angry Mustache land, and even if it annoys me. And he's good at the things that he does. So the basically this very large connected brain trust of the space tribe vomits forth high talent individuals. And so much of my job as the space number is actually just spotting talent, giving them a badge, and shooting anything that gets in their way. And, you know, Kunmi is the director of Kunmiing. He does Kunmi things. So bringing it back to the crab sites and the roar calls, it's an example in my mind of the system working, right? Because when our brain trust collectively is able to work together and communicate internally and respect good ideas and implement and test things so rapidly, it's one of the reasons why we're able to win the war. It's one of the reasons why we are where we are today, is because we have this brain trust that thrusts forth the best and brightest. And as the system works, we then take their learnings and copy and paste it across everyone. That fucking ruled. Keep on doing shit like that, guys. We're going to need everybody to think outside the box in general, because CCB doesn't seem to know what is the box, what's in the box, what's outside the box. Like, yikes. Yikes. Let me take another couple of these. Imperium plans for FanFest. Is the Alliance doing an actual thing next year? Well, my ass is going to be in Iceland in May. I am desperately eager to be able to see my Euro friends and to just in general do my normal thing. In the before times, one of the reasons why it's great, like, so this is one of the reasons I'm just sort of running my mouth here, guys, but this is absolutely true. One of the reasons why I was so funny during the war when, like, Villy and Elfboy and basically a bunch of bitches who are afraid to go to Eve meets and, like, actually hang out with people, like, Elfboy will go to Eve meets, but he's off doing elf boy things in his little Keebler castle or whatevs. But, you know, one of the things that we saw amongst the Pappies during the war is that they were a bunch of dudes who, generally speaking, don't go to Eve meets, and so they didn't know who they were declaring war on in their little war of extermination. And the whole, like, get the Mitanni to stop doing this, they have no idea how much fun it is to fly around the world, like, four times a year and hang out with your buddies in different locations all around the world. We're like, oh, I'm in Paris with actual Parisian goons, and they're going to show me where I can get foie gras and, you know, beef tartare at 4 a.m, where I can gorge myself watching Boat flirt with Sword Dragon's girlfriend in Kree War and then go poop a whole bunch the next day. You know, that kind of experience is one of the things that makes me so excited to get back out there and, you know, get to FanFest, get to London, get to fucking Vegas again next year. And, you know, if we can get to Evesterdam this year, that would be cool. Like, there's just a bunch of options that I am very eager to get back to. You know, it's not like we talk about Eve too much of these things. We mainly, you just get a crew of people that you can see the fucking world with, nerds like you. And it's wonderful. And those idiots who thought that they were going to try to take that away from me, no way. So yeah, I'm going to be at fucking FanFest. We're going to roll hard. It's going to be great. All right, boys and girls, I have run my mouth enough. Thank you very much for coming this week. I want you guys to work together. I want you guys to get rich. I want you to listen to your best and brightest. Let's keep on keeping on. And we will wait and see what CCP has to say about scarcity. Get rich, my goons. I will see you next week. Thanks for coming.